This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right. Thank you for making us your choice on a Saturday night. I know you've got options. And if you missed Hour 1, we kind of ran through the top stories of the week and some of the things that bothered me, took some calls, and just had a fun time. This hour is going to be a lot of fun, though, because everybody on our promo card appears in this hour, not in the previous hour. Usually I have one guest on the promo card from the first hour and then one from the second hour. But tonight, that visual that you just saw, if you're watching on Biz TV or on any of the streams on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter or anywhere else, Kendrick Brothers and Priscilla Shire are all here this hour, and we're looking forward to that. Before I get to them and in this hour's discussion, I just want to real quickly say thank you to everyone that has concentrated, made us their choice for Saturday nights. I continue to get very good reports from stations across the country in terms of ratings, and can't do that without you telling your friends and then coming on back. And if it's because you feel like we've been your friend for a decade, it has. I was Nick, you may realize this. I didn't realize it. We somehow let our 10-year birthday pass like a year ago. We've actually been at this now for almost 12 years. And it's gonna be a celebration of some point. We're gonna have to have a big party sometime. But anyway, it's been a long time, that we've been doing this on Saturday nights. And without your faithfulness in listening and being there, it just wouldn't be nearly as worth it. Some breaking news on the evening. Really, if you're a sports fan, that's about the only breaking story we've got. Andrew Luck has retired from the NFL after only 4 seasons. I mean, 7 seasons. That does not seem to, his time is done. And I'm wondering if he's going to go have a chat with Jason Witten from the Cowboys, who, you know, after many more seasons than that, retired last year, and he missed so much. He's back in a uniform this year. We'll see where that goes. All right. I want to do something before we go to our guests. And I didn't tell you this, Nick, but I want to set up the trailer so that we can watch this before we talk to them, because I want to give our friends some insight. But while you're setting that up, this weekend, the film Overcomer has taken number 3 thus far after the first night in total box office sales. And it is number 3 out of the top 20, being on about half the number of screens that the number 1, number 2, number 4, number 5, numbers 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 are all on. They're all on average somewhere between 2,500 and 3,500 screens each. Overcomer opened on 1,700 screens. And it is on pace to do quite well this weekend. If it had a good day today, and if it has a strong showing on Sunday, which the Kendrick Brother films tend to have a very strong showing on Sundays, it could be vying for the top spot by the end of the weekend. Although it's kind of chancy, because the film that was in the top spot did not end up. I mean, it had a very healthy opening night last night, but that doesn't really matter. All that does matter is that it's doing quite well, and it is number 2 in the country behind the number 1 film in share per screen average, which is really the determination of how healthy a film is. It's how much money each screening is bringing in, and it's second in that category across the country. But maybe you haven't heard about the film Overcomer. Let's take a look at the trailer, take a listen to it if you're on radio, and then I want to introduce my guest for a very special edition of tonight's, I guess it's the Ladies' Lounge. We'll have some guys in the Ladies' Lounge. Priscilla Shire is here, but we'll get to that. But first, here's a sneak peek of Overcomer.
You need to do your life in prayer.
You've been a good enough father. I want to be be a good enough father.
Let's go, let's go! Do it!
The town's oldest manufacturing plant is closing its doors.
Most of my players have parents that work at the plant. This ain't gonna be pretty.
I'm down three coaches, but I do think I have a solution for cross country.
No, I don't even like running.
Don't die. Don't die.
Cross country's not even a real sport.
Why would anyone want to do this?
I'm just impressed that you finished.
You are my best option.
Y'all here for tryouts?
No, sir. We're just hanging out.
Are you here for cross country?
Yes, sir.
One girl show up and she's got asthma.
Oh, you mean Hannah Scott. Do you enjoy running?
It's really the only thing I'm good at.
Well, I have a season with one runner.
One runner matters. The only
thing Thomas, you got time for a visit?
Hello, coach. So you changed sports and you still got no team.
Well, that's sad even for me.
I get it. You have to coach cross country. But it's not the end of the world.
For someone who knows the Lord, you act like somebody who doesn't.
You give some very inspirational speeches to your players about stepping up under pressure and going the extra mile.
Anna, getting faster.
Your life is worth so much more than this.
When you find your identity, the one who created you, change your whole perspective. Something or someone will have first place in your heart.
Where's your team?
She's right there.
What are you allowed to define you?
The film Overcomer, it opens this weekend, and really excited to be able to open up the Ladies Lounge tonight and welcome in not only one of the ladies that you see on screen in that trailer, be it Priscilla Shire, but also a couple of other guys that have had a little bit of a hand in reinventing Faith Film over the last few years. And Stephen and Alex Kendrick, it's great to have you with us.
Good to be here, Kevin.
We're usually on one of your film sets somewhere. In fact, I remember maybe one of the muggiest, hottest places I was ever at was one of those South Georgia shoots where, yes, you know, the humidity was
courageous.
That was it.
You had to be courageous to stay on that set.
That was it. Well, I didn't stay long.
Yeah.
But thanks for coming in. This movie has been in the works for how long, Alex?
At least 2 years, yeah. We had the initial idea 2 years ago, been praying about it, and are excited that it's finally coming out this Friday.
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing, I think, another amazing film from you guys. But what was the impetus? Why this story? Why now? In the face of everything that's going on in our culture and society today.
And that's the question. That's the great question. You know, we're debating where identity should come from. Is it our feelings? Is it our financial status? Is it your title and your job? And we would say with this film that the creator gets to define his creation. In other words, God knows us better than we know ourselves, loves us more than we love each other, and he has the authority to tell us who we are. So rather than putting your identity in something that's continually changing, as feelings change,
sure,
as your way jobs change, put it in something that's completely stable. And so we want to anchor our identity in the unchanging character of Jesus Christ. We tell that through a very engaging story of a small town. Factory closes down, half the town moves away, and it guts a basketball team from a winning coach. And now he's frustrated. When you're a coach and you can't win, that's very frustrating. So the school gives him the cross-country program, and he has one runner that comes out, and she's got asthma. So that kind of encapsulates how he feels about things. But so we follow her search for identity. She didn't have her parents. She's got asthma. And she's running alone. And the coach, who doesn't want to even be coaching cross country, and he can't win in basketball anymore, his team's gone. And so what happens when what you're known for is stripped away from you?
Right.
Do you know who you are?
Right. Priscilla, take your actress hat off for a second and put on your theologian's cap. And you had a great advantage, a tremendous advantage in growing up in the home of Tony Evans.
Mm.
But from a cultural standpoint, why is the message of not our feelings, but our faith so vital in 2019 as we sit here?
Yes, it's a critical message for this day and time, mostly because feelings are not smart. They do not have intellect. They lead you astray. And so we have a generation of, I'm thinking about the main character of the film who's 15 years old. We have a generation of young people that have been told and taught through our culture to trust your feelings, to follow your heart. And they've been defining and classifying themselves that way based on the way they feel. And we see that the ripple effect of that is chaos in our culture. Mm. The redefinition of everything that God has already defined. He's the only one, as Alex just said, that has the authority to name the things he has created, which includes us. And so I think that this movie is coming at a poignant time, a pivotal time, and it's going to be a critical tool that I think God's going to use to introduce some and reintroduce others to the importance of having their identity firmly rooted in the truth of God, regardless of the way they
live. We'll see exactly if that is in fact the case, Priscilla Shire. And we are with Priscilla Shire, Alex and Stephen Kendrick. They are the cast and the writer, producer, director of Overcomer, the number three. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like
like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
All right, Kevin McCullough, almost fall-like in New York today. Only a high of around 76 degrees and was just gorgeous. You know, I'm okay with that. Just get the kids back in school. We're ready. We're done with summer. Once we had that nice little break last week, it was all we needed to kind of capstone a pretty cool summer for the McCulloughs. Anyway, so glad to welcome into the studio tonight in the ladies' lounge a whole gaggle of people that are with us. The entire, in fact, writing and directing crew, and then the two leads in the number three movie in America as we sit right now. It's called Overcomer, and you can find out more at overcomermovie.com. But, Stephen, I want to direct this next question to you. In a day and age where if you get a president that has almost good policies, then he turns out to be not so nice personality-wise, and you can have really nice guys that are leading the country that maybe have damaging policies, and then that sits on top of a culture that is, as Priscilla just described it, it's feelings-driven. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of truth that's paid attention to. In fact, we can have a scientific debate about the environment and say the facts say this or the facts say that, and you take the same group of people at that same table and you say, now when does human life begin?
Right.
And it's exactly the it starts a fight.
Let's ignore reality. Yeah.
To some degree, facts don't care about feelings. A famous talk show host has said that. But at the same time, understanding facts without a grid of some degree of compassion that you're talking to,
sure,
as Priscilla vociferously shakes her head yes here,
yes,
it matters. So how we communicate matters as much. Pick up on that.
Well, I think Ephesians 4:15 talks about we speak the truth in love. You got to have both. The Apostle Paul says, if I am doing great things but I have not love, he mm-hmm. says it's empty, it's a noisy sound. If we're all love and no truth, then we're ungrounded. You know, I think about as ministers, you know, we're challenged in Scripture in 2 Timothy where Paul says the Lord's servant must not be argumentative and quarrelsome, where he's just looking to pick a fight with someone. He must be gentle, ready to teach in order to instruct people, to hopefully rescue them from lies and liberate them with the truth. And so it's so important that we operate by the golden rule. I'm treating people as made in the image of God, whether they realize it or not. They're incredibly valuable. A lot of times the things that we're debating are not the real issue. A lot of times there's a broken heart. There's a woundedness behind that. There's inner confusion. And so being able to reach out in love to someone and still speak the truth as God opens the door is really God's way of operation, and yeah, it's really how we need to be engaging one another, regardless of who we are and regardless of who we're talking to.
Now, the flip side of that question, Priscilla, is almost the opposite, and that is that the church has not necessarily been helpful in combating this live by your feelings kind of mentality. In mm-hmm. fact, in some places, the church has advanced it to the detriment of theological understanding. Speak to that, and how can a piece of art made like this help impact that?
Yes, truth is truth, meaning packaging may change from one culture, one generation to the next, but principles never do. It's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And if the church and its leaders are not going to stand firm on the truth of God and teach it over their own opinions or their own political persuasions, but just teach the pure milk of the word, which is what you know the Apostle Paul calls it, then we're going to find that the church, which is supposed to be the bedrock of society, isn't being used by God to be the foundation as it was intended to be, because we're not solidified on anything solid. And so truth has to remain steady even when the packaging around it via the arts changes.
Alex, you're nodding your head. I know that this touches a significant reason why you guys even got into the movie business.
It is. You know, stories touch the heart. And when we were talking about presenting truth, a lot of people have already taken a side when you present a topic. And so when we tell a story that touches the heart and it gets the heart tender, they're more apt to receive truth. And as Stephen said, when it's presented in love, and when you encapsulate all this in a story that they can identify with, characters that they relate to, then they're more willing to receive it. So we love this form of ministry. Yes, it's entertaining, but we love touching the heart when they leave. They're asking themselves the right questions, and hopefully unfiltered with politics, unfiltered with other motives. They just, you know, ask themselves, in this case, the question, what have I allowed to define me, and am I basing my identity on the right thing?
It's called Overcomer, and it comes out on Friday, August the 23rd, my sister's birthday. That's random weird fact there, but maybe I'll take her. Who knows? But it's the story about this high school track coach, and it's. I think that there will be a piece of each of us that see ourselves in this film.
Yes.
And talk about how important that is. Alex, I'll come back to you, but the thing that I've loved about Kendrick Brothers movies is that I've always felt a connection to the characters and to the development that you explore there. And I know that this one is going to pick up on that.
You know, it's true. We want to tell stories that people look up and they see themselves on the screen. You know, it's not, I mean, I like going to see Star Wars or a Marvel movie, but I don't see myself on the screen ever.
Right.
Right.
Well, so whoever the random extra is that gets blown away in the
That's me. That's exactly right.
That's the only character I relate to.
But these movies, we do want you to laugh and cry and be entertained. But at the end of the day, we want you to grab something that's redemptive, that's inspirational, that helps you draw closer to God in faith. Matter of fact, I tell the story. My young daughter Joy, she just finished her freshman year in high school, ninth grade, and this whole issue of identity became very real for her because when she made the girls' varsity basketball team in ninth grade, she looked and she sees all these other juniors and seniors, 11th and 12th graders. She realizes I'm the youngest one here. Well, third game into the season, the coach notices that she's a very good dribbler and a good passer, and he makes her a starter. And she says, Coach, I'm in ninth grade. You have other juniors and seniors on the bench, and I don't deserve to be a starter. And he says, Joy, I am the coach. I determine who the starters will be. If I call you a starter, you are a starter. And she started the rest of the year. They actually made it to the state championship. And so for her, it was like, okay, it doesn't matter how I feel about the situation. It matters. The one in authority says I'm a starter, so therefore I'm a starter. So what does God say about me in regard to my identity, regardless of how I feel about it? If I'm in Christ, I'm loved, I'm saved, I'm justified, I'm redeemed, I'm adopted, I'm chosen, etc., etc. And so we want, through this movie, to share the truth that God loves you, He wants a relationship with you, and in Christ, you are more than you ever imagined.
Priscilla, when I asked about the characters, you were nodding your head. You were thinking of something.
Yeah, I was, because this message is so pivotal that we know who we are in Christ. But in terms of your question as well about seeing ourselves and being drawn into the story so that the red carpet is rolled out for that message to come through clearly. I think one of the things that the Kendrick brothers have done so well, and this has just been sort of a byproduct of the movies that the stories that God has given them, is that there's diversity on the screen. Hmm. So almost for the first time, black people have seen themselves in faith-based films. You know, they've seen themselves and been able to enter into the story that we could not previously because we hadn't seen ourselves.
And not just as a caricature or as a token representation.
That's exactly right.
That's there. Yeah.
But Miss Clara in War Room was everybody's grandmother.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
She absolutely was. And, she didn't look like me, but she felt a lot like my grandmother's to me. All right. Priscilla, Alex, Stephen, stand by. More with the cast of the film that is number 3 at the theaters this weekend. And you know what? If it's a little bit faith heavy for you, that's good. I'm giving you something to wrestle with tonight. More on that when we continue. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president is out of the country to the G7 Economic Summit in France. Before he left,
He spoke out on the China trade battle escalation that led to a big sell-off in financial markets.
China's been hurting our country for 30 years with the money they've been taking out. Other presidents should have done something about it, and they should have done it a long time ago, whether it was Clinton or Bush or Obama, any of them. They should have done something about it.
During a busy Friday on Twitter, the president renewed his attacks on the man he appointed to chair the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, who is now not dropping interest rates the way the president would like.
Do I want him to resign? Let me put it this way. If he did, I wouldn't stop him.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 623, the S&P 500 down 75, and the NASDAQ down 239. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Of all the boys. Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, boys, boys. Boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known and I've...
And if you miss any of tonight's discussion, please go back and either get the audio podcast on iTunes or SoundCloud or rewatch the video stream that we'll have posted on social media following the show because we are very, very thrilled to be able to have Priscilla Shire and Steven and Alex with us tonight. Overcomer, the movie, is the number three movie in America as of this very moment that we're speaking with great potential to close out the weekend. Equally on firm footing. And I want to throw this next question to the three of you. Any of you take it, doesn't really matter to me. But why should, because the Kendricks, you guys have had a life of making faith-oriented films. Why should I invite my non-faith friends to see Overcomer?
our movies are going to always relate to the heart, and we try to go after jugular vein issues. You know, right. Fireproof dealing with marriage, Courageous is dealing with fatherhood. Identity is a universal issue, mm-hmm. and everybody needs to answer the question of who is God and who am I. And so this movie does have it really has something for everybody, because you're going to be very entertained. There's a lot of laughter in this movie. You're inspired. The sports story is an edge of your seat nail biter experience all the way up to the the end. And there's some twists and turns that are there. So we talk about discovering a father's love in this movie. Everybody longs for that and needs that. People are walking out of the theater at these pre-screenings we've been doing of Overcomer, and they're feeling loved. They're walking out saying, you know what, I have this new sense of feeling that God cares about me. You know, I feel loved. I feel there's hope in my heart. And I'm asking myself questions that nobody else has asked. Mm-hmm. What am I allowing to define me? You know, is it my feelings? Is it my positions? Is it what other people are saying about me? Because in the movie, you see this coach get his team stripped away, and he's dealing with identity issues. You see this girl getting her parents stripped away. She's dealing with identity issues. And there's a man who's in a hospital bed whose health was stripped away. All of them have to come back to, what am I allowing to define me? Am I going to let God do that? Because if we let God define us, it is the best, most fulfilling version of ourselves. But he understands us better than anyone. He loves us more than anyone. And it's the truth. It is reality when we let the Lord and we let God do that in our lives. It is transformational. I've seen guys get set free from pornographic addictions when they discovered about God's love for them. Mm-hmm. I've seen people get pulled out of depression. We've had family members, when they discovered God's love for them, years of depression getting pulled out of that when they realized the truth in their hearts as to what God created them for and what he thinks about them.
You wanted to add something?
Well, because you will either live up to or down to whatever you believe to be true about you.
That's true.
And so if you do not believe and trust in what God has declared to be true, then you're going to continue to make choices and choose relationships and choose the trajectory for your life out of insecurity and fear and the falsehoods that the enemy and the culture is feeding you about who you are. Or you can choose to believe what God says and begin to make decisions from that place and behave and act and react from that place, even and until your feelings catch up.
I think one of the things that's important about what all three of you are kind of underscoring is that there is a knowable truth. And
yes,
so
yes.
The
oh,
objective...
There is reality.
Well, yeah. And it's not what you think the Bible says versus what I think the Bible says. It's, can we understand what the Bible actually says?
That's right.
And when we do that... And Priscilla, before you were in movies, you were speaking at a lot of the larger conferences, and the church has struggled with that in recent years. We wanted to be friendly to the culture so that we didn't look like the weirdos that were saying there were, you know, even if we were saying it kindly, there are standards and boundaries and so forth. But we're kind of like past that. Supreme Court's made decisions. People have run for office. Things have happened. We're in a new day that's kind of post-Christian. And as believers, we just got to live there.
That's right.
Now, can we do that authentically and effectively? That becomes the real challenge of every local church. And, you know, when you hear pastors are leaving the ministry at, you know, 150 a week or something in the United States, you understand why. Because if you're not going to be rooted into that actually is life-giving, even for yourself, then it's going to be problematic. Let me ask real quick, because my listeners would be mad if I didn't.
Okay.
How are Mom and Dad, and how's Mom particularly? Because Tony, your father, Tony Evans, Dr. Tony Evans, was with us for our pastor's event this last spring. We prayed for your mom. It was really moving to see a whole room of nothing but church leaders doing that. So bring us up to speed.
Thanks so much for asking. My mother and father are doing very well. My mom's health, we still need prayer in regards to it. The bottom line is that there is nothing they can do to help her. If the Lord doesn't do it, it ain't going to get done.
Okay.
And we leave that and entrust that to him. But we know he's able. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to do our part in calling on him and believing and trusting, depending upon him. And then we're going to just entrust Mom to his care. I will tell you that we already feel like he's done a miracle in that. Her quality of life is amazing. She is pain-free for the moment.
That is a very good report, though we will continue to pray. Priscilla, Stephen, Alex, thanks for being here.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
KMC.
All right, Kevin McCullough, and again, if you want to go see the Overcomer movie, overcomermovie.com is where they've got all the info on the theaters near you, etc. It only opened in 1,700 theaters across the country, which sounds like a lot until you realize that the top grossing movie opened to 3,500 theaters this weekend and did a little bit better box office-wise total. But the number two movie is that Good Boys movie, which absolutely looks repugnant. I mean, in terms of like My kids, like, I don't even want them in the same room when the commercial comes on for it. I mean, it's that bad. But they're on 3,500 screens, and they only beat out Overcomer, I think it was like by $40,000 at box office on opening night last night. So we'll see where it all goes before the weekend is done. But fun to have Priscilla and Alex and Steven with us, and I hope that you'll support the film. If you want good storytelling being done in film, you've got to support films to do that. That's just what I believe. Hey, I want to bring you up to speed on something the president did this week that a lot of people ignored. In fact, I don't know of a major outlet that reported on it, and I don't know of any person that reported on it besides my Twitter feed that actually drew the observations about it that it had. But I thought it was an amazing thing that our president did. So on Thursday, I think it was, he made the announcement that for veterans that had been disabled, permanently disabled, while serving their country, that he was canceling any and all college debt that they had outstanding through federal college loan programs. Now, it on average is about $30,000 per disabled vet that had that debt outstanding, and that's about 25,000 veterans that it impacted. But I just want you to think about this. Why some president didn't do this generations ago is kind of stupid. Here you have these guys who have lost limbs, have lost parts of their face, their body, their torso, in the service of their country. And our bizarre Department of Education has insisted that they still pay back the federal college loans even after they've lost use of their body or limb or brain or any number of other things. I can't think of a more stupid message to send those that have paid the dearest price for us. I don't see how anybody can even argue the other side of that. How can anybody say that those guys should pay back a college loan when they were planning on using that college education to work and make money and have the possibility of paying it back? And oh, by the way, they're not able to do that job now because they served us. It just seems like common sense. But it took Trump to walk in and do it by executive order. For some reason, Congress didn't get it done, and none of the presidents before him got it done. Republican and Democrat. Shame on all of them. How stupid is that? Oh, you're a disabled vet. You had your arm blown off in Afghanistan, but man, you better come up with that $600 a month payment for your college loan. Just ridiculous. Anyway, when he did that, I don't think anybody made this observation. Now, do $30,000 times 25,000 people. If you're not good at math, I'll do it for you. It's about $750 million. And some people are going, oh, mostly Democratic politicians are going, oh, well, we don't have that money now to spend on our government programs and put wherever. That's right. And you know where that money does go? They're not paying it to the government so that the government can have some bloated payroll in some Department of Education office, people processing loan payments from disabled vets. They shouldn't be paying the loans back anyway. No, but think about this. Now, that $750 million is basically a tax cut or a benefit, a subsidy of some sort, to the families of those disabled veterans. What are they going to do with that $750 million? They're going to spend it. They're going to spend, invest. They'll buy more equipment for their injuries. They will modify their home so that they can live in a better way. They're going to take that $750 million and put it right back, not into the government's coffers. They're going to put it into the economy, which is going to help the local areas where they live, which will in turn help them probably eventually have greater access or greater ability to even provide or work for themselves. He freed up. So Trump did two things with this one executive decision. He made our heroes understand that they're not forgotten. Someone actually gives a you-know-what about them. And it took this president to finally say to them, hey, guess what? We're not going to leave you hanging out to dry. So he told our heroes, you're our heroes. Thank you. We should have done it before, but thank you. And then, in addition to that, the bonus on this is he just put a $750 million stimulus back into the economy that's going to benefit all of us. So in one executive action, he did a pro-free market thank you to the troops and boost to the economy at the same time. Now, I don't think $750 million is going to, like, you know, change the total outcome of an economy that may or may not be, you know, having volatility or anything else. I'm not saying that. But it makes the economy of those 25,000 veterans, it makes a world of difference for them. It makes a world of difference for them. They're able to now use discretionary spending to make their lives better that they would have had, they would have been enslaved to the government to just be sending in that check every week, every month, however often they send it. Good stuff. Did it get championed anywhere? Did anybody in this room hear that story? Okay, so the guy that runs a news service heard the story. But the average person in America did not hear it, and nobody had the observation about the economic stimulus that is coming from it. And again, why? So this going full circle, this is why I have no patience for the man that some of you hear Monday through Friday at this same time, right on this same station. Many of the same stations carry Joel Walsh in this time slot Monday through Friday, because he would rather shoot spitballs at the president and try to annoy him and try to get under his skin rather than understanding that the president is being presidential. He's saying to our veterans, we're not going to forget about you. This is done. No more college debt for you. You've paid your dues in the loss of your arm or your foot or your eyes or whatever. You've given the biggest sacrifice. We don't need to keep taking your money. I don't know how that isn't being presidential. Kevin McCullough, when we come back, a presidential candidate from the other side and his funny week. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KK.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back with us. Kind of a quiet night in New York, beautiful weather. It's almost fall-like, and what a gorgeous day. And I think we've got another one on tap for tomorrow. It does get a little warmer next week, but I hope your weekend's been good wherever you're at as well, and hope that you'll have a fantastic Lord's Day tomorrow, whether you're in a church or not. I hope you have a good day. That's the cool thing about we Christians. Sometimes we just wish everybody well, regardless of what people say about us in the media. So we've talked about Joe Walsh's, very futile wet dream of trying to become president, running against the president in his own party, as he announced this week. But the other side is still running about 25 candidates, or 23 or something like that. I think a couple of them have dropped out. But none had the week that Mayor Bill de Blasio from New York did. And, you know, if you can run your audio really good when you go to speak to the AFL-CIO, man, you are destined for greatness. Take a look at what happened.
Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Thank you. Hey, thank you, everybody. I'm so happy with you, and I apologize. I couldn't be there in person, and I had a canceled flight and could not get to you by my time slot. But I want to just say, before I get into anything about why I'm running for president and what we have to do in this country, I want to thank you for the fight you're waging every day. Well, organized labor in Iowa has been fighting a really, really difficult battle, but we've been doing it in a way that shows so much passion, so much strength.
They actually tried there at the end to fix it. And that's when it sped up to twice as fast as it had been when it started. And here's what they did, and this was such a AFL-CIO thing, man. I don't have much respect for these unions. I feel like that they are really counterproductive to the welfare of the American worker now. But they told everybody in attendance that after a short break, they had fixed the problem, and they would make them re-listen to Bill de Blasio a second time, to which they re-aired his entire speech a second time, after they had already heard everything he had to say the first time, sounding like one of the chipmunks. Anyway, great moment in presidential politics this weekend. A hot highlight from 2020. And who knows, maybe it's a unique way of celebrity endorsement. You know, you get to be part of the chipmunks. You know, not that Alvin and them are endorsing him, but he's endorsing them, so maybe, I don't know. That's about how futile his presidential run is, though. He's at 0% in the polls. I don't know if he's going to make the debate stage in September, because you have to have now, like, I think two in like three. You have 2% in three polls nationally in order to make it. And there's only a handful of them that have done it so far. So I think we're going to see a whittling down very soon. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, thanks for joining us. If you want to go to Israel with me, send that email tonight, kmcradio@gmail.com, kmcradio@gmail.com. I'll send you the info. Until then, we'll see you next week.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.